We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers.
For more information or to find a participating dealer, go to Kubota.com.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back. Unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers.
For more information or to find a participating dealer, go to Kubota.com.
This is Steve Dale's Pet
Steve
World.
Steve Dale's Pet World.
Got an issue with Fido or Fluffy? Steve Dale is here to help.
What's up? I felt pretty good, right?
Steve Dale's Pet World.
Okay.
Whether your feline is missing the litter box or your canine doesn't like the mailman, call the show toll-free.
She said toll-free.
At 866-554-PETS.
They've done studies, you know.
That's 866-554-7387.
60% of the time, it works. Every time.
So what happens when it's raining cats and dogs? And it keeps coming down and coming down. And then there's thunder and there's lightning and your dog runs and screams, help! How can you help when your dog is actually better at predicting the weather than the National Weather Service? There are things you can do. And I will offer some tips for you. Also, there's an initiative that began in veterinary medicine, which I love. It's called Fear Free. And it began with individual veterinarians and now veterinary practices, entire practices, not only individuals and not only individual veterinarians, incidentally, veterinary nurses as well, are certified, but now entire practices are certified. Dog trainers, dog groomers are certified. I mean, it's spreading, and in a sense, you can be certified too. Over the next couple of weeks, we'll talk about Dr. Marty Becker, who began all this, and it's sweeping the world of veterinary medicine. At the end of the day, things are better for your pets. Your pets, your dogs and cats, who maybe were worried about going to the veterinarian, are now actually enjoying the experience. It can be done. It is being done. But this also happens to what about your pets at home? Can you identify always when your dog's, yeah, sure, when your dog is terrified of thunderstorms, easy to understand what's going on. Your dog is terrified because it's so clear. But sometimes it's not so clear. Your dog is just sitting there yawning a couple times. You think your dog is tired. Maybe you're right. Maybe your dog is tired. But yawning can be a sign of stress in dogs as well. They can't articulate to us, I'm worried, I'm anxious. That's how they do it. They do things like, well, for example, they may yawn. We're going to learn more about Fear Free in a book called From Fearful to Fear Free as well. As I said, Dr. Marty Becker will be here. We'll also talk about a program that I love called Pets and Vets. There are similar programs like this all over America. This is just one of them that pairs U.S. veterans, not veterinarians, people who have served all of us with a pet. And for very good reason. These animals can change lives. They do change lives. And we'll talk with the director of one of those programs at ARF, All of that, that's a lot to do. And we are going to take your telephone calls, 866-554-PETS, toll free, 866-554-7387. In Mississippi, Stacy, hello, you're on the radio. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. What's happening?
Oh, not much. I've got a water rainer with a bladder issue.
Tell me what's going on.
Well, she's a rescue, and but when she lays down and, like, relaxes, she has urine that leaks out.
Hmm.
And I give her a medication called, I think it's called Prolin or Prilin.
Right, right, Prilin. Right.
And that's the only thing I know to do for her other than extensive surgery that I can't afford.
Yeah. So why did the veterinarian suggest this is happening? And also, how old is your dog?
She's a rescue, like I said. I believe she's probably about 5.
Okay. I ask because if we were talking about an elderly dog, the answer might be somewhat different. But so she's about 5 years old, give or take. Is this related to, does this only happen under certain circumstances, or does it happen pretty much randomly whenever she relaxes?
Pretty much randomly when she relaxes, if she's not on her medication.
And the medication does the trick?
Yes, yes. But I just didn't know if there was something else I could do other than medicate her all the time.
You know, what you didn't tell me, and probably the answer is no, but what you didn't tell me is, what did the veterinarian say is the explanation for this?
The female dog being spayed, that it was not uncommon in dogs like her.
Well, what does he mean, like dogs like her? It is. Do you know what he meant by that, or she meant by that?
No.
Okay. So if a dog like her is implying Weimaraners are more prone to this problem, I guess it's possible, but I've not heard of that. What is probable is that the veterinarian that did the spay didn't do it quite right, or that there's another medical condition going on. In any case, it's just kind of like a drip of urine.
No, it's a puddle.
Okay. So there are diapers for dogs. That is a possibility. There are other drugs you could try, too, but there'd be no point if this drug is working. So I would say, and I still don't know enough because there's not enough of an explanation here, but based on what you've told me, I'd say, no, there isn't anything else you can do, and if the drug works, go for it. The only alternative I can think of would be to get another opinion from an internal medicine specialist.
Mm-hmm.
And see what that person tells you.
Okay.
I don't know that would be a bad thing.
Sure.
You're paying for the visit, yes.
Sure.
But you'd certainly get a specialist who does this sort of thing and may look at it a bit differently than a practicing veterinarian in standard veterinary practice. But it sounds like you're being told everything that's right. But I would, if it were my dog, I'd probably get another opinion.
All right, well, I will do that. I appreciate your help.
Okay. Thank you very much. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Weimaraners are great dogs. I'm sad to hear that's the case, though. It's heartbreaking. You get a dog that's pretty young. You rescue a dog. You do what's right, and things happen, you know. But it sounds like the dog is living well day to day otherwise. Our phone number is 866-554-PETS. You can ask me any sort of behavior question concerning your dog or cat or other pets as well. I am a certified animal behavior consultant, and especially at this time of year in the spring and right now, we get this question. I have a few essentially saying, my dog is terrified of thunderstorms. What do I do? I do have some tips next.
We're always standing by to take your call at 866-554-PETS or email steve@petworldradio.net.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. fluffy, puffy, cuddly, soft, quiet, sweet, curious, luxurious, playful, coy, indifferent, pedigree, domestic, long hair, short hair, hairless, careless, hot mess, tabby, crabby, calico, companion. There are a lot of words you could use to describe cats. Slow isn't one of them. And because cats are fast, there's Catigo for cats. New flea and tick protection that works at the speed of cats, killing fleas within 6 hours. Some other products kill fleas within 12. Catigo. Made for a cat? Fast like a cat. Now from your veterinarian and at PetSmart.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Our telephone number is 866-554-PETS. So, you're not sure of what the weather is, but your dog is, and your dog tells you it is going to rain. Your dog is actually better at predicting the weather than the National Weather Service. Your dog begins to pace or whine, and you look outside, and it seems nice outside. But then an hour later, you see the clouds rolling in. I mean, that's how aware some dogs are, and terrified when those clouds do roll in, of the thunderstorm. So what can you do about it? Well, it depends on the level of fear that we're talking about. So some dogs really can deal with it. They're not happy about it. Don't get me wrong. They don't love the idea, but they kind of have worked out a way themselves. So, and we can make that, those dogs even more comfortable. So the dog that kind of hides in a closet or under the bed or jumps into the bathtub, which is a common one, it's thought that somehow the bathtub itself, the ionization of the bathtub itself, what bathtubs are made out of, helps to somehow negate that electric feeling in the air. I'm not sure that's true or not, but it's a theory because so many dogs do jump in the bathtub. I would better suggest that it's like a cat in a box. They're surrounded and they feel more comfortable in a bathtub because they're sort of surrounded on all four sides. No matter what it is that your dog does to deal with it, if your dog is doing that in a way and your dog kind of just snoozes through the storm, I'd say, okay, plug in an adaptyl diffuser and or put on an adaptyl collar on your dog. Adaptyl is a copy of a pheromone that helps dogs feel more comfortable in their own environment. That would be one easy thing you can do. And you can ask your veterinarian as well about nutraceutical products. One of those products is called Zentrol, and that Zentrol also helps to lower anxiety. However, some dogs need more than that. Oh, by the way, for some dogs, what I do, for those dogs also, I pump up the music, you know, turn on some music. If the music's playing, they can't hear what's going on outside. Hopefully you're closing your windows anyway, so it doesn't rain in, right? But you want to turn on some music, hopefully some classical music, maybe a favorite talk radio station. And actually, for some dogs, reggae music, believe it or not, has shown to lower anxiety the most. I would also, if the kids are available, and they probably are if you have kids, and they're younger kids, and it's raining outside, they're not outside playing in the rain, so they're indoors. So have them play with your dog, distract your dog. That's what I'm after. So stuff some treats inside a food puzzle toy of some kind and have your dog work at that. If your dog is successfully working at trying to get the treats out of the toy, your dog can't also be terrified at the same time. That is impossible for dogs to be. So either your dog is content working on, I'm going to get the treats out of here, I'm thinking about that, and not so worried about the thunderstorm. Now, we have dogs, you can give them all the treats in the world, even the best treats on the planet, and they are still going to be terrified of thunderstorms. And for those dogs that cannot be distracted in any way, that don't find a comfortable place, that only place may be perhaps next to you, they become a Velcro dog, they may even lose house training, they're shaking, they're salivating. What do you do for those dogs? Well, here's what you do. You talk to your veterinarian, like right now, so you have this in the house and you have this ready, about a psychopharmacological answer. In other words, drugs is a fancy way to say it. Really what these drugs do, it's the most humane thing you can do for these dogs. There's really no behavior modification that can work. You can't desensitize and counter-condition dogs to thunderstorms. There's just too much involved. And we don't even know what's involved. So we know they're picking up on all sorts of things, everything from the sights of the clouds rolling in that they've associated with the rainstorm to the sound of thunder first off in the distance. Remember, They hear far better than we do. They may even sense changes in barometric pressure. Probably they do. They can certainly smell a storm coming on. You know how even all of us, with our weak sense of smell, and compared to a dog, our sense of smell is so lame, we can even often smell when a thunderstorm is coming. The sight of lightning, the sound of thunder, all these things can terrify dogs, and there's no way to desensitize dogs to all of that. The only thing you can do for a dog that seems inconsolable, that's probably the best way to put it, is talk to your veterinarian about the right psychopharmacological answer. Now, having said that, we still should try to, once we get the drug in the dog, try to do everything I just said. Distract the dog, use Adaptil, the pheromone collar, consider another product as well on top of that, a nutraceutical, nutritional supplement type thing. So you do all of that at once, and these dogs really can be helped. And it is, in my opinion, of which I do respect, the right thing to make a difference for your dog, to help your dog. Don't let your dog just be, unless you have one of those dogs that really seems to deal with it okay, isn't happy about it, hides in one place, but seems generally to accept what's going on. Coming up next, we're going to learn about a great program, how pairing a shelter animal whose life is at risk, right? They're in a shelter, with a U.S. veteran that's come back from serving our country who may have PTSD. And in that sense, that person's life may be at risk. And by pairing them together, you are saving a human life, and you're potentially, you are, and you're saving an animal life as well.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Don't worry, he's been fixed. Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Well, there are several programs all over America just like this, and I love this one. It's done right. Sarah Bragg is the director of Pets and Vets with ARF. That's the Tony La Russa Animal Rescue Foundation. Tony La Russa, meaning the baseball Tony La Russa, who is an animal lover so much so that he began this organization in the St. Louis area, well, I don't know how many years ago, but ARF has been around for quite a number of years, Sarah.
Yes, yeah, 27 years.
That's quite a number of years. You know, I love these programs because we're talking about a record number of U.S. war heroes
coming back from overseas with brain injury or post-traumatic stress disorder syndrome or a combination of both those things. And it turns out having a dog can really help.
That's right. We've seen it help in a number of ways. So our program adopts dogs out, matches them with veterans as emotional support animals, and then we provide the structure and the training for the veterans themselves to train their dogs to become their skilled service animals.
So you said structure. So I've talked to a number of the veterans who have had dogs over the years, and they say that the structure this program provides in of itself is helpful. Having a dog there is helpful in ways maybe you can, Sarah. I can't even, and no one I know has been able to articulate exactly why that dog makes a difference. But these dogs open up a window into life at a pace that it seems appropriate for the individual veteran. So it varies from veteran to veteran. Sometimes it takes a while. Sometimes it seems to happen overnight somehow. And these dogs make an enormous difference. And at the same time, what we have not talked about is you're saving animal lives as well.
Absolutely. So our mission is it's kind of a unique dual mission. We rescue animals, but we also believe that animals have a healing power to rescue people right back, people who are in need of love and companionship. They're very non-judgmental partners. And they do open something up in people, and especially in veterans, especially when they're isolated from the world and coming to training class, in addition to just all of the therapeutic benefits that they provide at home, coming to training class gets them out of the house, you know, provides the structure, a place for them to go where they can learn to communicate with their dogs and solve problems and work towards those skills.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you're adopting a dog out, there's another space for another dog that wasn't previously there. So you're saving, in a sense, by my very poor math, two dogs.
Two dogs and a human life as well.
Yeah, which is quite incredible. And I don't want to discount the human life thing. So here's just one example of some data I happen to know. So the suicide rate is 10 times greater for veterans that come back with PTSD, 10 times greater than the average population. They get a dog, and now that suicide rate is back at the level of the U.S. population. So that's just one example.
Yeah, it's really amazing. Dogs can do so much for us, and they really provide for the veterans. You know, just a reminder that someone's there for them.
Well, and someone who's there consistently, you said non-judgmental. So the other thing is that just one more example, we don't have enough time for all the examples, that one of the symptoms of PTSD is nightmares. And they're very vivid, apparently. And having that dog there, not making any judgment, and that dog will be there in the middle of the night to just reach over and pet is helpful. And veterans have put it this way when they're out and about. When they're walking through a neighborhood or whatever it is, taking their dog for a walk, that they say, my dog always has my back. And they don't mean a protection dog so much, I don't believe, but that dog is consistent in the way the dog's responses and that the dog is always there.
Well, they are very in tune with their veterans. And actually, when you mentioned nightmares, that's one of the skills that we teach in the program is for the dogs to wake veterans from their nightmare in a way that is going to make them feel safe.
Yeah, an amazing program. To learn more about it, where can people go?
Well, right now we're working on something with Purina. We've partnered with Dog Chow Brand, and they're helping us raise money to expand the program. So you can watch a great video that Dog Chow put together with BuzzFeed at their website at dogchow.com/service. In addition, they've put out specially marked bags of Dog Chow food, and $1 from each one of those video shares and each one of those sales goes to support and expand the Pets and Vets program at ARF.
I love it. Thank you so much for everything you do, Sarah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Our telephone number is 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Biz Talk Radio. Biz Talk Radio.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-563-0393. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-563-0393. 800-563-0393. That's 800-563-0393.
Not a vet, but he does smell like a dog. You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
Our telephone number is 866-554-PETS. 866-554-7387. Gina in Kansas City, you are on the radio. How are you?
I'm doing just fine.
Good. What's going on?
Well, I have a special needs cat that has a leg that doesn't want to work. And she's gotten quite a bit weak, and so now she's having problems overall strength. And I've been trying to get her into a wheelchair, but unfortunately I'm on disability, and it's been a real struggle to try to save up money for one.
Yeah, sure. How old is your cat?
She's 18, but she's a young 18.
They say that about me, too. What's your cat's name?
Her name's Princess.
Princess. Oh. Well,
yeah.
I don't know what happened in that. Is she still able to go to the litter box?
Not anymore. She was, and she would just kind of like fall around with her back leg. But she's, you know, time has passed and she's gotten weaker and weaker. And they had told me that, you know, a wheelchair would help her get her strength back. If we can get her into one.
Okay. So
hopefully she'll be able to, you know, start to get back into the litter box again.
Yeah. So what are you using now?
Well, we tried to make a wheelchair, and it didn't go very good.
No, I meant, what are you using? So, as far as
I do water exercises with her every night.
Oh, great.
Myself, and I, you know, move her legs, and then I use a TENS unit to stimulate the muscles. That's pretty much it right now.
How does she go to the bathroom? She just goes where she goes?
I use diapers.
Oh, okay. So if she has the capability mentally also of understanding.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
oh, yeah.
Could still create a litter box for her. So you could take one of those cookie sheets,
right,
or something flat. Use your imagination. So you buy a storage box to put sweaters in, but the top side that you'd put over that, you know what I'm talking about, the cover of it?
Right.
They're usually blue or red, I think. You could use that. Something that she steps into rather than having to, I mean, just walks into rather than steps into. It's a better way to put it. So something that she's just able to go, if she's able to walk. Is she able to walk?
Because of her back leg, she just drags herself.
Right. So she could then, if you thought it was doable, she would be able to drag herself to that. Now, my big question is, the two big questions, the toughest I'll ask in a moment. But one is, what happened? I mean, why is that bad leg?
They don't know.
So
they have no idea.
Does she have heart disease?
No.
Okay.
No, it just happened.
Okay.
She just got weaker and weaker in that leg, and she just lost use of it. Now, I pinch her foot, and she does have... it'll contract, you know, her leg will go back.
Yeah. It doesn't just happen. There is an explanation. What that explanation is standing here, I don't know, but there's got to be an explanation. And that's of interest to me because depending on what that explanation is, can depend on, okay, can we get that use potentially?
They're hoping that that's why they mentioned the wheelchair, that, you know, hopefully she'll start pushing off with that leg, and that's why I'm doing the TENS and the water exercises.
Yeah, yeah.
To start rebuilding that leg. I have health problems, so I might have been a little bit of a contributor because I have been I'm feeling better the last couple of weeks, but it's usually temporary. I've spent a lot of time myself in bed this last year because of my health problems.
Well, I will say it's clear that you care enormously for this cat, for your princess.
Oh, yeah, she's
so,
my life.
So please don't think for a second, please. I mean, if I could leave any message with you at all, please don't think for a second that any of this is your fault. Your cat, you're doing the best for. You're also doing the best for what is equivalent to about a 90 or 95-year-old person. So some of this is to be... Now, there are cats that live to the age of 22 and get up in the morning and just... Then the next day they don't get up, you know, without any health issue. But that is exceedingly rare, just like it's very rare for a person to live to 100 without any health issue at all. and then one day wake up, and then the next day not wake up. That's the way to go, but that's rare. So you did not do anything wrong, and you have not in any way that I could discern neglect your cat at all. Well, here's what I want you to think about. I want you to think about quality of life for your cat, not for you, for your cat. And I don't know, so I'm not in your house, but if your cat has most days where Princess is not acting like Princess anymore, I'm not talking about running around and doing things kittens do. I'm talking about the inside personality of your cat. Once that is gone,
I understand that.
And your cat being a cat, and dogs being dogs, and to a degree people being people, they keep going and going because they have no other choice. However, we at some point, and I'm not suggesting you're there now, I'm not suggesting anything because I don't know your cat, but I will say your cat's 18, your cat clearly has some significant issue going on that is affecting quality of life. And if that can't be rectified in any way, even if your cat's not in pain, and I don't know standing here that your cat's in pain or not, because cats are really good at masking pain, then I do think that you ought to think about what I am talking about when you no longer see that spirit of what your cat is. And again, I'm not talking about the fountain of youth occurring in your cat. I'm talking about your cat's inside personality. And you're not seeing that most days, even if you see a spark of it here and there, you're not seeing it most days. Then experts will say, and I will say, it is time to begin to think about things.
Right, and we're not there. She purrs and wants to snuggle, and she eats, and she wants her mommy. I mean, she's not near that ready. I mean, she still has a lot of life. I put her over a roll of paper towels, and her little front legs just get going. But, you know, that hasn't worked either, because she ends up on the other side of the paper towels.
Well, doing rehab, if it's rehabable, that's the thing. I don't know that it is. It seems that your veterinarian thinks that it is, but what is it that's rehabable? I mean, you haven't described, nor has your veterinarian to you, apparently, what
it is. Well, she's recommended the wheelchair.
Right. And that I can understand, but you say, you know, economics are a real issue here. You know, so I understand that. So what you are doing is perfect. You're doing the best under the circumstances. You're doing the rehab when you can do it. And when Princess allows it, because Princess, after all, is a princess, I'm sure. So that's absolutely the right thing to do. I really have no other advice except to continue to love your cat. But I'm thinking you're going to do that no matter what I say anyway, because that's clear. And at some point in time, you're not there yet, but at some point in time you will be. And then I hope that you consider my words.
Yes, I will.
Okay. You can find me on Facebook. Just simply go to Pages, like my fan page, type in my name, Steve Dale, and that way, and that is the only way you can keep up with everything we talk about, or I talk about, between programs. You can also email me any questions you have, steve@petworldradio.net. And sometimes people, for the best intentions, it's a good thing, take in a stray cat or kitten. But things don't always work out the way you planned, and we have one of those examples. Next, I will answer what to do about it. So don't move. It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry, a new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait, vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
Catago for Cats presents A Quick Joke from a Cat.
Why did the cat run from the tree?
Because he was afraid of the bark. Now I'll tell it so dogs can understand. Why did the cat
Run?
Cats are fast. That's why they need Catigo. Flea and tick control made just for them. Killing fleas within 6 hours. Some other products kill fleas within 12.
I'm not saying dogs are slow, but yes, I am.
Catigo. Made for a cat? Fast like a cat. Now from your veterinarian and at PetSmart.
The only radio show for the whole family that often advises using toys with feathers.
I miss my little kitty cat.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You know, I've been talking about this, and we're going to continue to talk about this as long as the problem persists. And that is one airline in particular saying, you know what, if you have a dog that looks like a pit bull, I don't care if it's a certified service dog or assistance dog or comfort dog. It doesn't matter to us. It looks like a pit bull. Can't go on the plane. Well, that's ridiculous. It doesn't make any sense, and we'll talk about that next week on the show. Also, how quickly the dog flu can happen in your community. An outbreak, I mean, can happen. So there you are. You're living in armpit Iowa, and everything is fine. There's no dog flu on Tuesday. Suddenly on Wednesday, how can dog flu be everywhere? And that's pretty much the story of what happened in the Detroit area. And we'll talk about that next week and how to prevent that from happening in the first place.
The Pet Health Minute, brought to you by the maker of NexGard, a fox alarmer.
You've been hearing me say for a couple of years that our tick population keeps growing, and research is confirming that exploding population, according to Dr. Thomas Mather of the Tick Encounter Resource Center.
And I said, you know, there seems to be more ticks in more places than ever before, because I'd been collecting ticks for 25 or 30 years, and the more we look, the more we see that this is a phenomenon, that there really are more ticks in more places. We have a crowdsourced tick survey for America, and it is probably almost daily that we get someone saying in their report, I've lived here for 10 years and I've never seen a tick. I've never encountered a tick. This is my first tick. And so clearly there is more ticks in more places.
So the ticks are out there, but that doesn't mean your dog has to be their next meal. Speak to your veterinarian about an appropriate tick control product for your dog. That's today's Pet Health Minute.
Protect your dog with the vet's number one choice, NexGard, a fox alarmer. Reported side effects include vomiting, itching, diarrhea, lethargy, and lack of appetite. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures. See your veterinarian, visit NexGardForDogs.com, or call 888-637-4251 for full prescribing information.
Three simple words.
You've got mail.
Woohoo!
You can always email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net.
Dear Steve, my daughter planned to take in a stray kitten, but her two cats were not friendly toward the little one, so she ended up giving the kitten to me. Lucky you. At first, he spent most of his time under the bed, but now he's loving toward me. If I sit down, he's in my lap. However, if a stranger comes in the house, the kitten disappears back under the bed. He hides even when people he knows come to visit. Do you have any advice? Well, this kitten, no, I don't in a way, because this kitten is being a normal kitten based on your question. You know, some dogs, some people are exceedingly outgoing. They like to see everyone. They are social butterflies. Others, not so much so. And with cats and kittens, it's exactly the same way and maybe even more so. So do you know that the kitten recognizes these people? How well does the kitten know these people coming in the house? So you think the kitten knows the people. I wonder if the kitten recognizes the people. Never pull the kitten out of the bed, from under the bed. Just don't do that. Don't force the situation. You know, cats and kittens do best when they feel in control, or when they're just distracted doing something else. And you have a kitten who easily can be distracted doing something else, right? What would be the best distraction? So play. So if there's a cat lover that comes over, give them a cat toy and have them wave the toy sort of in front of the bed or wherever the cat has dived under, the kitten has gone under, and the kitten will come out probably to play with the toy. And let that happen. Also have your company toss some treats toward the kitten, some really good treats, whatever your kitten likes. It doesn't matter. Over time, your kitten will understand when people come over, it's not a threat, but actually a source of fun, and perhaps even a source of the most amazing food in the world. And thirdly, that's one and two. And three, just simply be patient. As your kitten grows up, hopefully your kitten will become a bit more outgoing, especially if you give your kitten a reason to be. And if your kitten develops trust about the people that are coming over, and if your kitten, who will over time become an adult cat, feels in control. And that, incidentally, is the key. You can email your questions to Steve at petworldradio.net. Coming up next, the conversation with Dr. Marty Becker about an initiative called Fear Free.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Officially sanctioned by the American Veterinary Medical Association.
This
This is Vets on Pets.
That's where Steve talks to the vets about your pets.
Don't worry, this won't hurt a bit.
You know Dr. Marty Becker from the Dr. Oz show, from Good Morning America, and if you're a veterinarian, you most certainly know his name. And Dr. Becker, you came to me some time ago and said, I have an idea. You have lots of ideas, so I have to be very careful when I hear you say this. But this idea you called fear-free, and now it has morphed. It's taken over the world of veterinary medicine. But this is really not about the silo of veterinarians or veterinary professionals. It's about all of us who happen to have a dog or a cat or a parrot or a ferret, for that matter, in our homes.
Hard to think back of 2009 when you hear that those of us that take care of animals. Now, this was veterinarians, groomers, trainers were causing repeats of psychological damage to pets. And I remember for me thinking, I've always loved pets. I've always been compassionate. But I never thought about their emotional well-being. I'd heard other veterinary behaviors talk about it, but I thought of it like collateral damage. And now you look back and you think, how could we have ignored it? I mean, we've seen what happens in pediatricians, pediatric dentistry, pediatric oncology. But really, what a thing to just look at physical well-being, emotional well-being. And then this piece coming in about enrichment. And it just struck me lately, I actually asked somebody on a plane, tell me, there's four basic needs of a pet. What are they? And they came up with food, water, shelter, and veterinary care. That's probably what they've learned from the time they were little, right? Mm-hmm. You want the pets, the cats inside, everything. Mm-hmm. And we need to add that fifth one, and that's emotional well-being and enrichment.
And you know what? I do believe, and you tell me if you agree, that most people want to do what's right for their pet. And most people, in fact, love their pets. Pets are now, 90% of folks that have a pet indicate they are members of the family. So we mean well, but we're not always doing right by them like we think they are. And for me, greatly, that's what fear-free happy homes is all about.
Well, yeah, the people didn't realize that, okay, my pet has thunderstorm phobias. 4th of July every year, you know, one dug out under the fence, and, you know, we've got stories of all these things. They've got a cat with that's doing inappropriate elimination. It's seeing the other cat outside the window, and it's freaking out and going to the bathroom or tearing the house up. They didn't realize that there's help available. And those of us as a profession, what we did, if they had a behavioral issue, we just tell them, well, you probably ought to see a trainer about that. So we didn't have the education and the training and the expertise. So now what we're doing through Fear-Free Happy Homes is really taking a holistic look at this pet. So first we had to get our own house in order, and that's Fear-Free Pets, and where we're getting training to look at physical and emotional well-being. And then you had to start looking at the ecosystem. Why have a great veterinary visit if it's going to go home and live in a home that's full of stress? What about the trainer? If we don't get a trainer that looks at the emotional well-being and does negative kind of training and damages this pet. So we really realize whether from being an active part of this, that we're looking at fear-free shelters, whether it's just somebody that changes the way the people that volunteer about animal handling or some enrichment activities they can do to other shelters that are better off and not coin-operated that may have more enrichment activities. But we really want a pet adopted at a fear-free shelter that lives in a fear-free happy home, that goes to a fear-free veterinarian, that is referred to a fear-free trainer, that is referred to a fear-free groomer. So all of us are constantly looking at how we can help this pet live a happy, healthy, full life.
And we're just touching the surface of all this here because of time constraints. So for further information, if you have a pet, if you know someone who has a pet, or know of someone who knows someone who has a pet, Fear Free Happy Homes, how do people find it?
FearFreeHappyHomes.com is where I would go. And also, if you're going to your veterinarian, chances are you may be hearing about it. And also, you being in the media, it's really caught the fancy of the media. So TV shows, magazine articles, it's one of those things, it's almost like buying a new car now, and you see your kind of make a car everywhere. You're going to be seeing Fear Free Happy Homes. It may be on cat litter bags. It may be on dog food bags. It certainly will be on your show. It'll be on TV stations. It'll be in magazine articles. And probably the best of all is hear about it from your veterinarian.
Yep, all of which is true. Fear Free Happy Homes. And by the way, there's stuff for you there. So not only is there good content and good information that's factual about companion animals, lots of education, but there are fun videos, but moreover, coupons, so you save money, and I'm all about you saving money. Dr. Marty Becker, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Dr. Becker, I've not had enough of you. You will be back next week.
This is a Ricky Ricardo production.
Be good to your pets. They'll be good to you. We'll talk to you next time.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill. Pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500.
Biz Talk Radio.